bit of bubble in my pork and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back. I'm assuming, yes, it is Tuesday when this show comes out, but it's not actually Tuesday, is it, Carolyn? It took a little...
No one needs to know.
No one needs to know.
It's Tuesday.
But we're in a secret spot. We're with some absolutely, I wouldn't say... We're not feuding, are we?
A feuding podcast, yeah.
I thought it was a team up.
Maybe we should form a stable. That's and right. Attack another podcast. Yeah.
So what are we doing here? What are we doing, Carolyn? Where are we?
We're mixing and matching with the Mocha Podcast. Yay. With us today, we have Gene and Troy from the Mocha Podcast.
You raised the roof.
I raised the roof silently.
So, okay, we need to know.
Well, first of all, let's hear your voices so we know who the audience can...
Okay, this is Gene. This is Gene.
Hey, everybody.
That's slight quivering.
There's a quiver in my voice. I'll stop being so sexy.
And the other voice you hear is Troy.
And that's me.
So yeah, we need to know, where did your compadre, Nick, go today? There is a third member of this team.
We are a three-pronged dildo, and Nick is not here today.
You gonna go dildo? I thought maybe like a plug.
Okay, maybe.
All right.
So he's like the least loyal member of your
podcast. No, he actually is. But the thing with Nick is, Nick has a wife and kids.
Oh.
And
so he has like a life.
He has a life, yeah. I'm not giving anything away by saying that.
What's there,
he just outed him.
He said it on the podcast before,
ladies.
So I guess we're okay.
But, you just lost all of his game.
Yeah, you just John Lennon him.
You just CB'd him so badly.
I just shot him in front of a hotel?
No, the other John Lennon thing. Watch out, ladies. He's married.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Never mind.
That's too deep into the Beatles.
You don't know
for me.
You.
I don't.
So he had another commitment.
Yes, he had another commitment. Pretty much, he promised his daughter something, so he had to follow through.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
very commendable.
That's very admirable.
He also is the least loyal.
No, I wouldn't say that.
So you said when you reported back to me that he wouldn't make it today, you said you lost 30%
of
your funny.
Yeah.
So I want to know, if you divide it evenly...
How does that make any sense?
If you divide it evenly, it's like 3, 6, 9. So who makes up that last 10%? I just want to know. Who gets the more funny?
Or is someone more funny than the other?
Milwaukee's best premium beer.
I think it goes in order of funniness. Nick, me... Mm. Whoever our guest is, and then Troy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little self-serious sometimes on the show.
So Nick needs more than 30%. You kind of lost like 50%.
Yeah.
I'll go 40.
Just so you guys know, the background music we have is usually we put our news during
this.
This is Tron, right? Yeah. Or no, this is, what's it called? This is Social Network.
Social Network, there you go.
So do you guys have anything coming up? Let's go ahead and say the website and everything people can find out.
It's www.wearemocha.blogspot.com.
Yep.
Actually, I should point out.
M-O-K-A.
Yep.
I should point out, we're supposed to be on iTunes right now, but something weird's going on with iTunes. I think they might have kicked us off either for something we said or something we did. We're not quite sure.
Is it the N-word?
No, it was not the N-word.
It has to be something you did, because we've said plenty of stuff and we're still...
Yeah, I think it might have been something that we did.
What could possibly you do? What'd you...
You clicked the wrong button on the internet.
What did we do?
I think we might have added free songs at the end of our podcast.
What do you mean you added free songs?
Well, at the end of every episode, we put a song on that sort of, sums up the episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We'll find out. I don't know.
So they didn't exactly give you like a reason why you got kicked out.
I got an email.
Man,
first people
kick
said
you out like that?
Yeah, it's weird. Come on, Apple. First people said they can't get you on iTunes, and I was like, what? All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't get you in real life. and then I looked into it, and I remembered I got an email a few days ago saying that we've been rejected.
What?
That's weird, man.
So you can still get the podcast on www.wearemocha.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
That means you're dangerous, because not even iTunes will give... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
iTunes is scared of you, man.
I take joy in the fact that iTunes kicked us off a little bit. Actually.
That's how I'll say it. I'll say iTunes are scared of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any shows as well that are coming up? You going to be at any conventions?
We killed Bill Gates, man. What was the other guy? What's the guy's name?
Idiot.
Just assassinating people left and right.
Steve Jobs.
There you go. We killed him.
No, I don't think we have any shows coming up. We just got back from space.
Yes, we did.
Yes, and I did want to ask you about space. Mm-hmm. So that's in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I have never been to this small press show.
Really?
It's really great.
So let us know how it is.
Yeah, no, it was actually pretty awesome, actually.
How do you want to go tell us how it was?
Yeah, no, like the way that as we were talking about it on our second day, we realized that like it's like because with the Small Press Expo, it's more, I want to say, slightly more urban feel, kind of.
You SPX know, more
yeah,
urban.
SPX, yeah.
It's weird.
So there's more black people.
You wouldn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't think of it like that. No, I totally feel you on that. Like, you wouldn't think of it like that. But then going to Ohio, you see the difference.
Am I
going where?
Am I supposed to be using these coasters?
That's just to be polite.
Oh, did we tell people where we're at, Carolyn?
Oh yeah.
Are we allowed to tell people where we're at?
Yeah.
Or is it a secret?
I don't need to. What's the secret?
We're at Alliance Comics in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yes, that's right. We're in the basement where we always record the Mocha podcast.
Lurking.
The invasion. Yeah. We're invading.
There you go. But yeah, no, like, yeah. Ohio is, it was just like, it was a little bit more open than I think SPX tends to be. Because sometimes SPX is very much...
There's a lot of little clicks.
Like a lot of little clicks, you know, which
like,
is fine.
Like that click we just heard.
That's like, yeah. I'm going to Instagram this moment.
So yeah, it's a lot of little clicks, like, you know, within SPX, which is fine. I mean, you're dealing with geeks, so it's going to be kind of like, you know.
You're dealing with geeks.
You're dealing with geeks. I've come to accept a lot of things about dealing with geeks, actually, lately.
So like everyone has their own subculture.
Yeah, it's like a subculture within a subculture within a subculture, you know.
Yeah, it gets pretty technical.
Meanwhile, Ohio was kind of like a different experience because people were just, I won't say they were necessarily open because you're still dealing
like
with
more
geeks.
Accepting of everybody?
Well, just more like along the lines of people next, your neighbors were more willing to have very like open conversations with you.
Okay.
You know, so it was just like a lot of just like, pretty much it like got into dick and fart jokes almost instantly with our neighboring tables.
So was anyone there wearing like those press hats that are like those old fashioned hats that are like, hey, guys, check out my fedora. Like, I feel like
scoop.
I feel like
That's the look now?
Yeah, I feel like at SPX, like that's the look of about 25% of the people.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, there were a lot of people at space. They did have, you know, beards and flannel.
It's still very hipstery.
Yeah, but it was. Troy said it was more folksy, which I agree with. Yeah. I talked to a lot more people at space than I have at like the past four, 5 years I've gone to SPX.
And you know what? Less skin. I didn't see that many skinny jeans when I was there.
Oh man, skinny jeans.
More baggy jeans than skinny jeans.
It's proven fact. Most people in the Midwest are fatter.
Yeah, it's true. So I bet you skinny jeans stock. Really low in the Midwest.
I don't know where you're going.
So how was the drive over there?
Horrible.
Well, we didn't drive. We took a bus.
Okay.
The bus. So that wasn't that great commuting like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we actually almost got into a fight with a guy on the...
How did you carry all your gear like that? Or did you pack lightly?
I definitely didn't pack lightly. Jay, who I do the comic book mam with, he loaded me up with all this stuff that he normally takes in his car. Mm-hmm. But I don't drive, so there was a lot of carry-on. Like, I'm sure there were some people that pissed at me. It was like, I had a cooler, and like, I had like this.
You had a cooler?
That's nice, cooler, man. There was a carry-on and a poster, like, thing that was a carry-on and on top of my clothes, and yeah.
Yeah, but screw them.
You still made it there.
And didn't break anything. I was amazed.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's some really, I forget what you call those, the posters that kind of, like, pull out of the, there's like the base and you pull the posters out.
Banner?
It's not a banner, but it's like the specific thing that
they
call
it. It's like a pop-up banner.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I was surprised because that thing is very fragile and it didn't break. So.
Yeah, you don't want those things to break.
You don't want those things to break. No. Those things are really expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
But
if it did, oh well.
No, not oh well. Not oh well.
From my standpoint.
Yeah, because you didn't pay for it.
Exactly.
So what was the type of comics that were there? Were they, I guess we can only compare it to SPX.
Yeah.
In my
actually,
eyes.
You know, I never thought of it like that, but like I guess at SPX there was a lot of,
Where are you going with this?
Alternative lifestyle comics.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Or like diary comics.
Yeah, a lot of diary
comics. This is my life.
No, there were some diary comics, but like, the diary comic that we saw, like the guy like did a different slant where he was like, he spent like most of it in hell.
Oh, Jeff Gibbons.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a just like, you know, here's my life in a comic format. Like it was very like.
See, it's interesting that he put it in hell, whereas like most people are like, my life
is hell. Exactly.
So it's like
that's why it was
he's
brilliant.
He's just like, yeah. My life is actually in hell.
Yeah, exactly.
there were a lot burning of autobio comics.
Yeah,
there.
You got a better look at the table, at the floor than I did.
I certainly did.
No, it was a 2-day show. Is that right, or is it
2 days? Yeah.
Okay.
With a pre-party
Saturday, Sunday,
Friday, which we missed.
Yeah, we totally missed.
So you were like in commute at that time.
Yeah.
I wish we hadn't missed that one, actually. But yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, that's like understandable, though, because you have other stuff going on, and like even just to lug your stuff and lug yourself over to Ohio, like that takes time. And
I mean,
a lot of like conventions are having like parties the night before, which I guess is good for a lot of creators to meet other creators. But then at the same time, it's like you kind of have to be like local.
To even do that. Oh, this place was not local at all.
So how many, like, of the people that were there, like, how many were from the Ohio area? And how many, like, probably, like, how many would you guess, like, went beyond 2 hours away?
I'd say 65% of the people there were local, like, in the Ohio area. Mm-hmm. Maybe an hour out, if that.
Yeah. There's a lot of Pennsylvania people.
Yeah, a lot of people from Pittsburgh.
Here's always a good question. Carol and I make comics. We always travel. Do you guys like the traveling and going from convention to convention?
I do. I have like a weird affinity for hotel rooms, which sounds really sketchy.
Well, like for me, bed bugs, hidden cameras, that kind of thing.
See, that's what I like.
Oh my gosh, hidden cameras! Do you think there were any in your room?
I hope so, right? No. When I went to Canada, I think there was one.
Dude, that's scary.
I saw no vacancy, so I believe it.
See, I always enjoyed the going on tour aspect. I've always wanted to like just go on tour with books and stuff like that.
Fuck yeah, man. You feel like a rock star.
Exactly.
That's not rock star.
Or the opening act.
Or maybe the opening act. Okay, fine.
Just the vendor.
Band playing in the alley.
Either way, I like the idea of like having like, you know, suitcases and traveling from hotel to hotel and like just kind of making the most out of the situation.
That's what I enjoyed. Or else I would just be like, I guess, just hanging out or just doing my own work. But I like, you know, do you guys have like a little spiel that you're ready with behind the table now, or have you still been developing that thing?
Yeah,
or?
I got a spiel.
Really? Like it's all ready to go. Well, and
should we do your spiel right here? Should I walk up to the table?
Is it literally like a scripted like, hi, ladies and gentlemen? No.
It's not like a scripted.
I know how it goes. Someone walks by, like, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
I mean, that is how it works. I mean, that's the God honest truth. You just say,
"Wait,
he
said that." You say
that's what he says.
That, so, like, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
Yeah. I mean, this guy, you know, how else are you gonna open, man? You want to be like,
I got comic books.
I bought a mattress today,
and like, almost made me do a spit gag. Dude.
I actually bought a mattress today, and the guy was so aggressive with trying to sell me something that I was like, "I'm glad I don't do that to people."
How was he so aggressive trying to just, like, sell a mattress?
Like as we were leaving, like he was just sort of like, you know, "Oh, well, yeah, let me come over here and do like a credit report," and like, you know, and I was like, I'm not really.
For a mattress?
Because I was gonna finance it. It was like a weird fucking thing.
Really? How many miles on this mattress?
What is it? Where's my car?
But like, I was just so glad that like I would believe that I am not that aggressive, you know, when pitching to people.
Because I think actually that's you know, making comics is one thing, but I feel like it's really interesting to see what people's pitches are for their books.
Oh, yeah.
And just to see, like, how to grab people in there. Because I've now gravitated towards, like, I don't know, if someone has a cool hat. Like, "Oh, dude, I completely love your hat, man.
I love your fedora.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those shoes, oh, man, you look awesome in high heels." Right. And stuff, like, stuff like that. Anyway,
girl.
Do you usually do something, Carolyn, too, when you're trying to, like, "Hey, what's up? I love wrestling." Or...
Well, it depends. Like, if somebody's wearing a wrestling shirt, I'll comment.
There you go.
It's like, you know, breaking the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like glasses. I've got glasses, too. Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Have you used that, though? Like, the glasses line?
Like, at a bar?
Or at a bar, too? Or at a convention trying to get people, you know?
I don't know. This is my first time actually being behind a table,
which was pretty
interesting.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
For first time.
Well, this guy didn't bring any of our podcasts.
Yeah, that was like, I remembered everything but that. Yeah.
So I was helping to sell his book, and I think I did all right every time he walked away.
Yeah. How was your experience when you first had, like, the first person come up? Like, what did you say? Do you remember what you said?
Probably shrugged my shoulders, like, I ain't doing any of this shit.
That's his go-to.
That's always the tough part of, like, oh, yeah, Like if you're selling books that you didn't work on, it's sort of just like, you might actually have a different perspective on that though. You might actually have a better sell because you're not as connected.
I sold a few when this guy walked away.
Yeah.
I want to know how that went down, man. How'd you sell it? What was the pitch?
First they said, came up and was like, oh, you have red hair? I was like, yeah, I do.
Are you serious? Someone actually said that?
No. But imagine if they did. No, people would walk up like, hey, how's it going? This book here is about blah, blah, blah. And this one over here is about this. Pretty interesting. And they'd be like, oh, okay.
Fuck you.
There's been times where like I would actually say hi to somebody. Normally there's like a conversation back and forth, but I'd say like, you know, maybe a couple percent out of the time, like they'll just walk right by and basically like they won't say F you, but it would pretty much be F you, and I'll be like, okay.
I noticed. You have to have your con goggles though.
Like, con like, goggles.
Yeah, because you can't really make eye contact because then you get sucked into something.
Oh, so yeah. Like
oh, furries.
Or maybe that's like the type of person that like doesn't want to make eye contact and then they did and then they were like,
now I'm
trapped. Run away. And then they just run away. I'm like, okay, see you later.
Well, that's the thing about like, I kind of feel like this is going to be.
Not going to bite you.
I'm going to generalize very bad, but like.
It's all right. This is what the show is all about.
That's what it's about. this is what I think is the deal with hipsters and girls in general. When we do cons.
Hipster girls, too?
Hipster girls.
Wait, maybe, hipsters, like, actually, probably girls, just and then hipster girls.
Maybe just hipster girls.
So just hipster girls.
Maybe just hipster girls, actually, now I think about it.
Let's have you seen other girls at conventions? There has to have been.
Like, oh, yeah, of course.
Cheerleaders. Absolutely. No, valedictorians.
Now you're just talking about your fans.
We're just generalizing.
I go a little bit lower. I say salutatorian.
So,
gotta lower my standards.
Not politicians. So you usually hipster girls, right?
Yeah, I just like
let's
noticed
hear this hipster girl breakdown.
Well, I've been able to profile a little bit, like when people pass your table, who and who not to like kind of like approach, and I've just noticed that if there is a girl who's very flannelly and skinny jeans. Like walking by to kind of just like just let her walk by. I don't really like bother her because I kind of have like this fuck you look all the time, so it's sort of like whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know you think that's kind of hot because you're a douchey hipster.
Were you ever scared to talk to like was there a point where you were afraid to talk to people?
Oh man, remember the video game girl who wouldn't shut up?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
You had
that.
A video game girl?
Uh-huh.
What exactly could that be?
That could be everyone's fantasy.
No.
Like, how do you just. Was she walking?
She just wouldn't show up.
No, but this was maybe two people's fantasy.
But was she walking around with, like, a DS? Or was she playing a game already?
She just came up and she was. I don't even know if she bought
it. I like video games.
Did she purchase something?
She did. But.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
But it took her an hour because she was talking.
Well, what happened
and
was.
And taking up all your table space.
Yeah, really.
Troy was started talking to her, and I wasn't paying attention at this point. I think I was looking at something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I look over and I see you trapped in this conversation. And she's talking about all the.
She's talking about
the
MMORPGs.
Yeah, so she plays like 20 of them, and she doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Now, were you really into those
games?
No.
Yeah.
So you weren't even into the.
I really could not give a shit.
But you sold it very well. You Kaiser associated it very well.
Okay, I hope so, because.
But then you start. He tried to drag me into it, and I'm like,
oh, he tried to pass it over.
Yeah.
Was he trying to pass it over?
You tried to pass it over.
Did she already buy something at this point, or you're still trying to work on getting
I think
her
at that point
something.
She bought something.
She wouldn't shut the
And
fuck
so
up.
It was one of those things where it was like, yeah, it was just sort of like, it was like, I posted this actually on Facebook earlier. Don't try to talk to me about video games or pitch story ideas to me if I don't know you. Because like,
how are those people who don't know you going to get onto your Facebook?
That's very true. That's
They'll never know.
Actually, there's a lot of people on my Facebook I probably don't know. To be
honest. Man, oh man, I just friend everybody.
But it's just like, yeah, I'm the same way. But like, just like, yeah, it just numbs your mind like to hear people talk about video games. I even have to tell Jay this. I'm like, I don't want to. Why are you talking to me about Diablo or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah, but back to this chick. Yeah. You try to change the subject.
Tried.
And then I went along with it. And then you went right back to
But I didn't take the cue because I. You get bad cues, though.
I get what the best cue.
You gave like what was horrible cues.
All right, let's act that. What was the cue?
I forget. What was it? I don't even remember what it was now.
I think I started talking about movies.
Did you?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm so excited about the Avengers coming out. And then what's the cue for to pass it over back?
It was like, well, the Avengers video game.
Yeah. Well, I think at that point I was getting ready to just like stand up, like, oof, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, you were sitting the whole time.
Total abandoned.
Yeah.
That's even crazier when you're having a conversation, but like now you gotta look up if they're standing.
Sometimes I wonder if, like, the people, you know, the, what is it, the barnacles that stick on that stick on the table. Uh-huh. Like, sometimes I wonder, like, in my head, I'm like, do they realize that they've been here for an hour?
Way too long.
They realize it, but I mean, they need it.
Like, it's one thing if it's, like, you know, I feel like 10 minutes is good, you know, then you get your, that's enough time.
Have
you
a nice
know?
Little, like, fun conversation.
Yeah, and then leave.
I remember, like, at Baltimore last year, like, I was talking to somebody who works at D.C., and so I was just trying to, like, kind of keep him there. But there was this other guy that was just kind of floating and just kept wanting to talk about, like, just random things. And it was just like, dude, go away, please.
This is my chance, man.
You blew it.
You're a fucking comic cock-blocking
me. Yeah, you're totally comical cock-blocking me, man. But, and then, like, I think it was after that, it's like someone from Diamond showed up, too, like, right after that. And it was like, go away, man, please.
It's like distribution versus fans.
Yeah.
Which is better.
Did that guy buy anything?
No, I'm sure he didn't.
Ah, that's always the way.
It's just one of those things, like, I like, you know, I could think it's like, the ring sometimes becomes a conversation piece, because we always put a wrestling ring in front of our, and, like, sometimes that can backfire on us, I think. So
that's how you drew me in.
That's true, actually. Yeah,
so, I mean, that did backfire.
That's true. Carolyn totally, I think I said this before, Carolyn totally called us out, like, at one convention, man. She was like, she mentioned something to me about CM Punk, I forget what it was. And, like, the last time I saw CM Punk, I saw him actually at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually saw him live. And, like, but, like, I had not watched WWF television in, like, a long time ago.
WWE.
Federation versus Entertainment.
It has really been a long time.
It has been a long time. And so I'll watch it, like, every now and then. But, like, yeah, she was just sort of like, wait a minute, so you don't watch wrestling, but you have a, have a wrestling comic? I was like,
but you watched wrestling.
Fucking chicks.
You're probably like, get away from my table.
You're knowledgeable of the product.
She totally schooled us. I was like, damn, we just got schooled, man.
I want to know about, because I don't remember how hard was this schooling.
I really don't remember, because I was just like having fun and talking. Yeah. I don't remember the full conversation.
But that made it even worse, because she was totally into it, and we were like, I haven't watched Raw in like.
And then you have like this full on like comic, like, book display, like, with like centered around wrestling. You're like, but you're like, I don't know.
Like, I totally love. Like, all right. You're like, I love Hulkamania.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, that's
the phone.
That's so professional.
Look, I'm just pushing buttons to make it go away. Sorry, I was trying to.
Can you turn off the sound?
The before, because I sort of just started getting hooked on this Instagram.
Oh man, why would you do that to yourself?
Because
he's such a hipster.
I'm people. I guess people want to follow me. I guess
I don't even know. Like, we actually had a.
I don't even know who called. I just pushed a whole bunch of buttons and it went.
Like, go away, go away.
I do that all the time.
I don't even.
Sorry about that, guys.
I don't even know, like, what started the whole, like, hipster thing. But we did have a Carolyn and Joe show called, like, about the hipsters that had Nadia on it.
Yeah,
and she's from New York, so she was like,
is she a hipster?
She said she was a hipster. But it's part
she's
of
a
like
hipster.
She would say so she is, hipster. But then she's not. But then
this interview
she is
was over.
Who's your favorite director, Gene?
If it's Wes Anderson. I was gonna say that.
Well,
you
Pete
are, I'm
Anderson
sorry.
Too.
You are a hipster. I'm gonna say it, and if you don't like it, oh well.
Well, if you're 20 something and you live in New York,
I'm not saying that Wes Anderson is not
pretty much
by default.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, I personally would say Nadia is a hipster, but she's like a non-douchey hipster.
Oh, okay.
So she's just
I'm douchey.
Yeah, so
well, she's
douchey.
But she's just like a cool, like, person. No. So I don't know. Like, it's somebody else's phone going off now?
Oh, what?
No.
Are you hearing something?
No, that's not me.
It might be me, actually.
So professional out there.
I don't know.
We were trying to find what made a hipster. And usually the first thing she said was like, usually hipsters don't call themselves hipsters.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. First stage.
So it's kind of like you got to just acknowledge it to be like, yeah, I'm a hipster or whatever.
I guess I can tell
what
you
what makes me a hipster, you asshole.
You're wearing a flannel shirt right now.
Beard, it's cold. Flannel shirt.
This is a good beard.
You like Wes Anderson.
Unless you're Paul Bunyan.
Well, flannel is in.
We don't,
like,
know this.
Having a roasting of Gene right now.
Oh, man. It is getting hot or anything.
No, you don't. Actually, I'll tell you this right now. I've been plotting to do an intervention episode with you for a while now. But it keeps falling apart, actually.
What? You have to
We try to do regular intervention episodes for each of us. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did one where Nick is a George Lucas apologist. So we did one where we confronted him about it, and, like, yeah, he got real indignant about it. But we were going to try to get Gene, but it never quite came to fruition.
Whatever, man.
Should have a straight up roasting episode where he has like a king like chair,
yeah,
and then we just
go.
Like
just
roast
it.
Him.
See, here's the thing, Gene.
There you go.
Comedy Central style.
I used to not think that you're a complete hipster, but now that you've grown that beard, sir.
I was gonna shave it off, but I'm also lazy.
Not saying that I have a beard.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself a hipster, Joe?
I was more or less trying to look like a communist or Fidel Castro.
That's a good look.
Something from that. I don't know if that's
the
any
ladies
better.
Ladies will love it.
I don't know if that's any better with that. Sometimes when you start realizing, like, oh my God, I sort of look like this. If I fear that, I just go right towards it.
Right. So you definitely go towards the light.
I go towards the light.
Okay.
That is like the best way to go. Does all it feel right. good to have a beard, sir?
It does. I like it. So especially since it's
now you have a beard too. It's we're surrounded by beards.
Yeah, so
we're all hipsters.
Wait,
do you guys
not
drink?
Not
everybody.
Wait a second. I don't have a hipster.
I, mean,
I don't have a beard.
One of these things.
But we have glasses.
Quite like
and I don't
the
have
others.
One of those fake mustaches that the girls have.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, I hate.
Wait,
that.
What is that? I never even understood where that came from either.
I don't know either.
Actually, you talk about Small Press Expo. They have a lot. There's a lot of
yes. This whole mustache thing, whatever it is, not just the fake mustache,
fuck
but
that.
It's like mustache. I've seen people have the mustaches like on a coffee cup, and then they're like put it up to their lips, mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm drinking, and I
or
have
they
a
put
mustache.
It on their
yeah, oh, I have a mustache. And the worst is like people get tattooed on their finger
yeah.
permanently, and then they're just like,
they really get
like,
that tattooed.
Did you see
yes,
that?
Yes, I have seen it.
That, yeah,
we were actually making fun of the guy who works at Corey House
because of his mustache.
Because he has the Daniel Day Lewis
handlebar.
There will be blood. There will be gangs of New York. Like I don't know what you call that type of mustache.
Handlebar mustache.
Handlebar mustache. There you go.
But he also has cut off like jeans.
But isn't no handlebar is like
he also
like
has
a biker.
Cut off jeans.
Yeah,
isn't a handlebar more like a biker?
That's a Fu Manchu.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
See, I would say that you are not a hipster because you do not know all your mustaches.
Because I'm black. deflates that argument.
There's no escaping that one, man.
This guy's just the Kool-Aid more than anybody else.
Also, what do I do?
Wait, Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
The Kool-Aid of what?
The hipster Kool-Aid.
What about the hipster
Kool-Aid? Purple Saurus Rex. That's what you said for
Purple Saurus Rex. What about Purple Drank?
I actually don't drink purple. I don't drink purple drink. But
so good, man. So good.
Because he wears glasses, but he doesn't need to.
I don't wear
glasses.
Wait,
you wear glasses?
What? Oh, that's a hipster.
I have reading glasses.
I've never seen you with glasses.
But actually, he sort of needs glasses, but he only wears fake glasses.
No, I sort of need glasses.
You only wear the frames?
I only wear them when I drive.
There's nothing in there.
I only wear them when I drive.
Yeah.
And then the one time that you were giving me hell about these other... I don't drive anymore, so that's like I don't
so
wear them.
So you don't wear them.
And then the one time you give me hell about them is because I purchased reading glasses because I'm fucking 31 years old.
But you don't even read.
But you
read comics?
But I don't read. There you go. So...
So, and you wear...
Whatever, audiobook.
I've been meaning to get into audiobooks.
There you go. This is it. Now that Menagerie's gonna fall apart.
This is it.
This is why we need a Nick.
The decline.
Good
next
times,
time.
Guys. This is good times, man.
Well, when we bicker, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's good.
Like the worst married couple.
Yeah, I've been told that actually. Didn't your roommate tell you that like the best episodes are when we're just going back and forth?
I don't listen to him.
See, that's I always wonder. Since we both. All of us make podcasts now. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, how does it feel for you guys to make a podcast? Like, how did that start? How did making Mocha start and all that?
I guess we would always talk shit here in the shop, and we're like, oh, this would be cool if we just sort of
recorded it.
And then, of course, 4 years later, I decided,
let's just do it. And we were talking about film. We were actually thinking about doing it in a film format, but the podcast
could have a hidden
kinda,
camera.
Yeah.
But
the podcast
at the store.
I'm sure there's a lot of constitutional problems.
Probably.
But like, yeah, then like I think we were thinking about filming it, but eventually we were just like, let's just do a podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast has kind of fucked up my writing a little bit, actually.
But also, if you film it, that'd be such a long process, too.
Yeah, I totally would.
That's what I enjoy about making the podcast as well, is that it's such a... Once you get sort of the workflow down, you can just sort of like pump them out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing film, that's like almost like a
two-week
process.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still in love with the filmmaking process.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about that, but it just takes too goddamn long, man.
But see, with making the show, we can just sit down like we are now and just... Mm. It feels like there's less pressure, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because with film, you're editing it to make it perfect.
Exactly.
And it's never going to be perfect.
Right.
But this one, for me, I'm just like, I want it live. I don't care about editing. Just put it out there and let
people. That's what we do.
Yeah, yes. Let people pass judgment on us.
I think that's kind of like the why I feel like podcasts are so popular, outside of the fact that people need shit to do when they're at work.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but like
that's like all I've been doing now at work.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I guess it took me a while to like fully get on, but I'd say for the past year, that's like all I do is listen to podcasts.
Right, right. See,
occasionally some music, but mostly podcasts, which is actually pretty awesome.
Well, actually, since you guys do a podcast, like when we usually like, oh, let's not talk about anything, you know, if we're not on the show. Do you guys have that? Like, all right, save it for the show type of mentality?
Usually for us, we have to do that when we have guests on. Mm. Because sometimes we'd get in when, you know, they'd come over to the studio and then we all of a sudden, you know, we just start talking. And then we realize, dude, we need to save this. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Let's we need to save that. But usually when it's Carolyn and I don't know what it is. It's sort of just like after like 171 episodes or more, you just the first like 30, I guess we would be like, no, we need to save that. Mm-hmm. But now I guess it's come to the point where we would be able to find what we need in the conversation. Yeah. Be like, oh, I love Deer Park. Oh, I love deer. Deer goes to nature. You know, just things.
We just basically gave them free advertisement.
Yeah. So hopefully we get free water off of that. Off of that too.
The show sponsored. Water.
There would be just time. Water in general. Like, but also I enjoy the fact of it not being planned. Mm-hmm. Like it, you know, it's like you're going in with a completely combustible moment of like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like everything else is like so planned.
Yeah.
Like with. Like a job or something and like routine. Whereas like this, we can just hang loose and talk.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about your show because it's like, I'll say it, loosey goosey.
I'm happy that you like our show. It's hard on the internet to get feedback because when you have people just liking, but it's not saying like, I loved when
there's
this
no
happened.
There's no dialogue. It's just like,
Because every episode is different. It's not like a review episode, review show. It's like, okay, this is what came out. This is what we think about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you never know what's going to happen next, which is what I look for in a podcast.
Yeah. Cool.
That's cool. Thanks.
Do you ever listen to your own show?
Never.
He doesn't. I do.
Never.
Yeah, I totally do.
I don't watch or listen to anything that I do after it's done.
Anything that you do? Why?
So you're like a Johnny Depp about it.
I'll go with that.
You're just you're like, hey,
I'm sure he's watched Edward Scissorhands a few times.
He claims that he doesn't. I'm sure he's watched it at least once. At least once.
I mean, I can imagine.
But
he
says that he doesn't like. He said once we film it, I leave set and I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any part of like knowing about anything else.
Well, that explains The Tourist.
I haven't even seen The Tourist.
I saw the last 30 minutes of it. I was like, wow, this is shit. I'm glad I missed the first hour.
How are you supposed to know if you didn't see the beginning?
You can judge. Like honestly, man, like people like always make this argument like, oh, like when I'll see a trailer for something, I don't want to see that. It looks like it sucks. Like, how are you gonna know if you don't watch it? Like, how are you gonna know if anything's good if you don't watch like a bunch of different stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I have watched so many goddamn movies.
Yeah.
From like the age of like 10, probably younger than that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain I know what like shitty movies are.
Yeah.
And we also, all of us, you know, went to film school, so we had to watch movies.
Like, stuff that we didn't want to watch. God, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I remember my film teacher, like, showed us, like, his short film, and I was like, man, this fucking sucks.
He's like, and this motherfucker's teaching me?
Yeah. You're like, I'm learning from this?
He railed against me, like, on a Spielberg at one point, which, you know, is, like, a big thing with me.
Yeah, what, against or for Spielberg?
Like, he was anti-Spielberg.
Are you against Spielberg?
I'm totally for Spielberg.
Yeah, what was his reasons to be against Spielberg?
I think it was, like,
jealousy?
There's too many kids in it.
Yeah, jealousy.
He had a career and I didn't.
The parenthetical is, like, jealousy. But on top of that, it was, like, the same stuff you always hear, which is too commercial and too sentimental.
Yeah, coming from the guy who created the summer blockbuster, it's like, that's what he does, man.
If anything, like, he created what commercial is, so you can't really, like, blame him for, like, being too commercial.
What do you think, Gene?
He made the first blockbuster.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
It's not like he didn't go in thinking, I'm going to have people lining around the block almost in a busting fashion.
Well, no, my argument is that, like...
Almost in a busting fashion? What's that?
But, like, that's my argument is, like, you know, like, he defined what commercial is, you know, without trying.
It's actually, like, his work just... happens, he found out the formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And wait, what was Spielberg's film after Jaws? I don't remember.
Close Encounters.
What?
It was Close Encounters.
Was it really?
1941?
No, it was Close Encounters.
Because,
it was Close
Encounters.
Because Close Encounters, man, when I just watched that, I mean, I just bought that.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit does not feel commercial at all.
No.
Because actually, if you think about it, none of those films these days feel commercial.
Yeah, like compared to the stuff they put out now, compared to Transformers 3.
Like, yeah, there's definitely like, because there's back in the 70s, man, back in that age, there's so much dialogue, and but it's also more cinematic, so it's tough to feel what was actually commercial.
You can't hate the guy for figuring out what the formula is.
What's funny is that like we have all these film teachers or film people just complaining about Spielberg. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what's funny? Spielberg doesn't give a flying fuck, man.
Oh. Well, you know, actually...
That's why we have Hook.
Well, see, now we're going to get
That's why we have Hook.
Talking shit about Hook.
You don't like
guy.
Hook?
It's okay.
It has Rufio in it,
it
man.
It is okay.
Rufio.
Carolyn, have you seen Hook?
No, I have not.
Oh, man.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, it's totally worth watching.
I watched the
show. Did I miss my time frame of watching it? Like how I missed Goonies?
What was this, 94?
I think it's like, it was like
you missed
90.
Goonies?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I can go back now. I think I just can't watch it.
Well, Goonies never say die, so you can actually go back to watch it.
Okay, maybe one day. I haven't made an effort, though. But everyone's been telling me that I have to see it. And so that makes me not really, like, jump at the bit to go see it.
Now, do you find that... I know when people say, oh, you need to see this, I get the feeling, like, don't tell me what I need to see.
Dude, exactly.
No. I'm like, I know what I need to see.
I do kind of feel like that.
Now I'm just like, I'm not going to see it because you told me to see it. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. Don't tell me, like, really just my anti-authority.
Defiance.
Just like, don't tell me what to do.
Especially if it's an asshole telling you. Like, if someone who I don't like says, you would like this.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Isn't that what somebody told you that you should see Little Children or something?
Yeah, I had like, because, you know, like I make a specific type of film. You know, I was really into noir. I'm still making movies like that. And one of my friends, well, I guess associates now.
Damn.
I said the story.
In case you didn't know this is the moment that you just found out you're not friends with you anymore.
Yeah, if that's you're listening.
That's the greatest thing about having a podcast. You gotta listen to all the way into this.
This is how you know if you're real friends of us. We'll trash you on the show.
I won't name drop, but if you know. But basically,
if you are the person that recommended this movie to Joe.
It was a situation where, you know, you're given... Like, you're given a movie, and like, oh, I completely thought about you, this is completely your film, like, this is you. And I watched this, Little Children, and I was like, the fuck? You think, like, because have you guys seen that movie?
I have.
No. I haven't.
You've seen Watchmen.
It has Kate Winslet, and that's all I know.
You've seen Watchmen,
ooh,
though, right?
Yeah, see that.
Yeah, Kate Winslet's naked in a whole bunch, too.
How come I didn't see this, then?
I don't know. Maybe that's why she was like, you need to watch this movie, Joe. But it has the guy who played Owlman in it, and Rorschach in it. Both of them in it.
No, you've sold it.
Both of them.
Well, you had me at Kate Winslet naked.
Naked, yeah. And it's I guess the closest thing I can sort of relate this film to would be sort of in the world of American Beauty. But like a little bit more
like suburbia.
So like is there a suburbia. Bag that's floating in the wind?
Like how a grocery poetic.
Bag. But more instead of focusing on the kids, it focuses on the parents. Mm-hmm. And it's their like, you know, affairs with each other, and it's dark, and it's like a married couple who are like trying to find new things in their life. But still, when I was watching,
that totally reminds me of Joe. And when I think of like a movie to watch,
and I was watching that, and like, you know, you're going into it thinking like, oh my god, I'm going to completely love this, mm-hmm. because you know I love Rian Johnson, who did Brick, you know, and Brothers Bloom, and now Sleep Loopers is going to come out.
Was this him?
No, this was not him.
Oh, okay.
But that was the movie I gave this person. I was like, this is what I love. Okay. And then they come back with this, and like, you know, like you're thinking you're gonna love this movie, and the more you watch it, the more you feel like, is this who I really am?
Is that how people view me?
Is this how people
little children?
View little children?
It's funny, actually my film teacher, the one I was bitching about.
You
earlier,
made Little Children?
Well, no. Funny story. No, he actually, you mentioned American Beauty.
Yeah.
He told us to go see American Beauty, and like I went to go see it, and I was like, I get it. But I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to make movies like this.
I don't want to make movies like this.
I don't know. I really liked American Beauty when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
That's like best picture of the year, too.
Yeah.
I think it was the best
year. When it came out.
But that doesn't mean shit, to be honest.
Well, that has to mean something.
It means something to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then they can add. But it's like when Vince McMahon comes out and he's all like, you know, WrestleMania is the most important thing like in the fucking world. It's like, no, it's not, dude.
It is to him.
All right, let's break it down to this. All right, let's name the best pictures, and then we'll see, like, is it really not as great as you thought it was? Because I really like The Artist. And, you know, no one told
me. I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one.
See, no one told me to see The Artist. I was already scoping that out, mm-hmm. like, months ago. So I was already gearing towards it, like, watching it. No one was telling me. I was like, holy crap, it's a silent film? Who has the balls to make a silent film this day and age?
Yeah, right.
And, like, it was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what last year's Best Picture was.
Last year's Best Picture was, it wasn't The Artist. What was it?
Well, yes, there you go. It must have meant nothing.
See, it doesn't mean anything. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying,
like, I saw Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
What the fuck
I
is know that?
It was it was a spy movie with Gary Oldman. But like
Gary Oldman's pretty awesome.
Gary Oldman's pretty awesome. So
he's okay. There was that midget movie.
He's okay. Like, he's okay.
Did you that midget movie he made with Matthew McConaughey?
That, no.
So like he gets one mark and he goes down.
Well, yeah.
Gary Oldman's made a lot of movies though.
Gene hates fat people and midgets.
Should I not say midgets? Little people. Yeah.
What? Isn't there a difference between little people and midgets?
I don't know. Peter Dinklage is going to fuck you up, man.
Oh, man. I always imagine that.
Because wouldn't kids be little people, too?
No, they're little children.
Yeah.
Oh, they're little children.
Call back. Have you seen that video of the stoat that's chasing down a rabbit?
What?
So
is this an internet video?
What is a stoat?
Yeah, it's like a stoat? Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have never heard.
You guys don't know what a stoat
no,
is.
Is it something. A little person?
It could be. But it could be.
This is some hipster
it's
shit.
It's like a weasel. And this video is a stoat will chase down its prey until the prey is, you know, tired.
Okay.
So there's this video of this field of rabbits, and this stoat is chasing down this one rabbit.
Uh-huh.
None of the other rabbits are doing shit.
Wow.
They're just like, giving, you go die.
Yeah, they're not giving any fucks about this other rabbit that's being chased down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's chasing down the rabbit, and then all of a sudden the rabbit's like, I'm tired, stops. So the stoat just jumps on top, bites him on the back of the neck, and then, you know, that's it. Waits Murdered. For the rabbit to die, and then the eats end. It. And I imagine that happening to me with a midget chasing me. And nobody helping me out. I'm like, what the fuck is this fast guy
I can
doing?
See that, because nobody would take that serious.
It'll be just well, like in Jackass, man. Remember?
Yeah, when exactly, the, right? Yeah. They'd be like, it's like, where's Johnny Knoxville?
But I'd be running around and nobody like, oh, well, I'm just eating my salad.
There's been, like, stories I've heard, not witnessed, but, like, of, like, girl getting raped in, like, an alleyway. And, like, people see
by
it
midgets?
And they don't do anything.
What, by oh. midgets? Oh, okay.
Just, like, in general, by just people not doing anything.
Midgets, plural.
But it makes you wonder, it's like, would you do something if you actually saw, like, Kick-Ass style? Would you, like, if you saw something?
Would you do something?
What about the
I would.
Actually, you got a story about the guy who had a heart attack in the cafeteria?
He had a stroke.
He had a stroke, okay.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Did you save his life?
I tried. But he's alive
live?
Now.
Oh,
he's alive now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like I don't know.
You're like, I did all I could. He's gone.
Did you call 911?
Well, what happened was we were at the National Archives and we were having lunch.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine, we were there talking, and we saw this guy sort of like start to fidget, and we looked at each other like, "That's a stroke."
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you mean start to fidget? Like his hands were
just involuntary.
He started like shaking.
How old was this guy?
Old.
Old enough to be having a stroke.
Yeah.
Right, old enough to be having a stroke. So nobody else is doing anything. So, you know, we cleared out the way, helped him get to the ground, and mm-hmm. I was like, "Call 911. Mm-hmm. You know, get some help here."
Well, were you like in that? Cool of a where you're like, yeah, just call 911, sir. We'll be have this
like,
all right.
You 911, you spoon in the mouth.
You get me a water.
You look pretty.
Shake your tits.
You're like, wow, this really works. I'm gonna keep going with this. Wait a minute, he's still having a stroke.
I mean, I was semi calm about it, but it's not like I was there like saving his life, I was just helping him. Get the help that he needed.
Right.
I was helping him to help me help
but still,
him.
But more than people did, like, the other people did.
Yeah, because some chick was still eating her sandwich in the corner and just like, don't fidget on my food.
Get off me.
Yeah. Well, isn't there also like some weird law that you can't help people? Like, in certain,
well,
like,
there's also the Good Samaritan law where.
Where, like, if somebody is like needs CPR and like if you
my mouth
disrupt
was
them
not going
stuff,
near his mouth.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I've heard that there's like something that where like if they don't want to be helped, like I've heard like then and you try to help them, then you get in trouble.
Really?
I mean, they're not going to like throw you in jail necessarily.
Yeah, no, I've heard that about CPR because I remember when I first learned how
to
do CPR.
You have to start out with certain phrases first.
Yeah, that's
what are these phrases?
Am I allowed to perform CPR on you?
Yeah, you have to ask
them first. I'm a trained. Professional. Mm. I had this class too.
Yeah, no, I did.
I had
yeah.
it too, but I don't remember every little detail.
Yeah, except like, what's wrong?
Ago.
What's fucking wrong?
Because there's
with
like
you?
A whole, there's like a whole, there's like a step process.
Like, yo, yeah. what's
you
going
can be
on?
Like, do you need help? I can give you CPR. Would you like, you know? But if they're like unresponsive, you know, I don't know. Like, you kind of want to like be hero, but then it's like. You know, but no one's gonna. I don't think anyone's gonna go send you to jail for trying to help somebody. But
yeah, well, that's something also happened just outside here around Christmas about uh-huh. 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
These people were riding their bikes around acting foolish, and we heard a sound, And when we looked back, it was this one chick who was on her bike, and like she did a full like face plant. It looked like her bike and her melded.
Holy crap.
And she was unresponsive. So we were like, all right, call 911. We're trying to help her out. Then they, you know, the ambulance comes.
You saved her life, man.
I don't know. I checked the next day to see if she died, but I couldn't find any information. She could be dead. I hope she's alive.
Wait, so when she left the scene, she wasn't conscious?
No.
I mean, you said she did a face plant. That's pretty crucial.
Yeah, man.
Just total wipeout, and not even wearing a helmet either. Oof. And her glasses were broken. Oh, I was like, God. Oh, I wear glasses too.
Yeah, that's always the first. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Is like,
that's like your opening pitch. Hey man, I wear glasses too. I see you just broke your glasses.
Oh shit, your glasses are fucked up. That's actually a very sad sight for me. There's two things that make me, there's more things that make me sad visually.
But only two.
But there's really two strong visuals that would make me like heartbroken. Mm-hmm. One is to see someone who's just prepared a great meal, see them trip and all their food just stumbles and crashes to the ground.
That's a great sight for me.
But see, that makes me so sad because I love food. And I'm like, man. Yeah,
not so much their pride, but the food.
You're like, it's still good. I'm going
to... Yeah, I'd be sad about that because I'm sure that food was coming to me.
Yeah. And then the other one is broken glasses,
really?
Cool glasses, because it's sort of like, man... That sucks because now you're blind, or when you put it back on, that doesn't even matter because it's all scratched up.
Those are from Lord of the Flies.
Those are sad. Those are like sad visuals, not like sad. I'm like, that's a sad thing, but more like, aw.
The other, but also like back to the 911 thing. The other crazy thing about 911 is like where I work, there's a gym below, and like one of my coworkers, I don't know the full thing because I actually wasn't there that day, but basically like. They were doing some type of exercise. He ran out of breath and he got like dizzy and then he like fell over. And like the two other people that were there with him, like they didn't know what to really do about him and he was like unresponsive. Mm-hmm. And so like they actually called 911 and like apparently he like got up a few minutes later and he was just like a little huffy, but like he was in general okay.
Right.
But like he's still there, that he was like, do I still have to go in the ambulance and stuff? Like, and then they're like, yeah, they called 911 and we need to check you out.
You gotta go
to the hospital. And then like he was just like, well, I'm okay. You know, like he was like reassessing. I guess like he thought he was okay, but he had to pay for that ambulance and like all this other stuff. And like to me that, and then he had to go through a couple testings afterwards. I don't know the full like medical history of him, but like, I mean, it basically ended up, to in my opinion, like. Because then he, like, started degrading it. He was like, well, I didn't eat breakfast that day. And, like, you know, and I'm like, well, you might want to, like, you know, eat food before you work out. Type. Right. You know, like, stuff like that. It's like, it could have been prevented. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, this whole 911 thing could have been prevented, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Just it's eat like, your fucking Wheaties.
That's how you can really screw someone over. Then, just call 911 on
even,
them
like,
for no reason.
Yeah, screw them over and, like, then they have... I mean, I don't know what his medical bills are, but he probably... And then time away from work for all this.
His insurance went up.
I mean, he probably went up, like, a couple $100 just from that one incident.
I kind of feel like that's a small price to pay if someone's just...
I mean, yeah, but the thing is like, you never know. It could have been something.
It could have been something, yeah. I mean, like, I would much rather have people act than...
Yeah,
like,
at least they did.
At
least somebody did something. It's not just like the rabbit's just chilling out, being like, hey, he's on the floor.
Have you guys ever just sort of bypassed somebody being...
Actually, I don't know if we were talking about this on the podcast last week or if we were talking about... I'm sorry.
What?
You okay?
Proceed.
Okay. Cockle.
It's a new dynamic, guys.
Now, there was a... you might have been here for this.
Can you just tell the story?
Well, you might have been here for
this.
We
have a couple minutes left. Yes. Yeah, so tell the story.
All right. There was a kid running down Fenton, and like he was like screaming to the top of his lungs, and he ran up to the door of the store of Alliance Comics. And, like, he started banging, and he was like, you know, help me, they're coming after me, And then, like, probably because he was a kid, we looked at him, like, sort of like, was he fucking kidding? Was he joking? Like, we just looked at him. And then, like, we saw him, like, you know, look to the direction of wherever the trouble was and then haul ass and, like, continue screaming.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, two other kids who were chasing him. But we didn't do shit. I don't know. Were you there for that?
No, because I would have let him in.
Okay. I was like, that... Whoever was there with me at the time was just sort of like, what the fuck? Is this kid messing with us?
You're wrong. Hey, I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
But see, like, sometimes that happens, man, because it comes down to trust. It's like, how many people do you trust these days? Because like, I'm not going to lie. that's a good way to steal money from people.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I got you. You know what I mean?
Is that what the gypsies do? I've never been over to Europe, but that's
what gypsies?
Yeah,
the
like
gypsies.
I've heard like.
What are you, Adolf Hitler?
In Europe, they have like these gypsies.
Stay away from me, gypsy.
And they'll like come up to you and they try to pickpocket you. Mm-hmm. And they'll like literally come up to you with a baby and then throw the baby at you. So your instinct is to catch it.
I think isn't it like a wives' tale?
That's not my first instinct. I'd be like, whoa. Whoa,
baby. Hands up.
I'll just smack it.
And then, like, meanwhile,
rejected.
What's up now?
Meanwhile, somebody's like picking your pocket, and you know, like, I'm just saying that's one of their that is a genuine method from what I've heard from people that have been over in Europe in certain areas.
I think that might be some weird, like, European, like, I don't know, racism kind of.
Is that a folktale?
I think that's kind of like some weird European racism. They don't like gypsies over
there. They have different racism over here.
They do have a different type of racism over there. But that's still, like, a baby was thrown at you, you should totally be like, get that shit out of my head.
Yeah, like kick it.
I heard that France is like really racist.
I could believe that.
I heard Germany was really racist.
Really? I never heard that one.
Something about Holocaust.
Holocaust?
Okay. Something about hologram?
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't.
Like maybe somebody can make a Hitler hologram.
Oh.
Like Coachella style.
He's back!
He's rapping.
He's like rapping.
That's a great thing to end on.
He's singing 99 Luft Balloons.
Okay, the main takeaway of this Carolyn and Joe show is Hitler hologram.
There you go, Hitler hologram. Come
just
on.
So you know, because now they're bringing dead people back to life. Do you really want that to happen now?
Who did the Tupac? Was it Weta? Digital Domain?
I don't know.
They should do it.
I bet it was. I bet
do
it was.
Do it, guys.
And now they're going to make an MJ one?
Yes.
So it's like, come on, man. You want a Hitler's going to be next.
Hitler.
We got to stop the holograms.
There you go.
Unless it's Gem in the holograms.
No, fuck that.
Well, thanks for joining us on the show this week, guys. You have
this
anything?
Was great.
Plug. What do you got to plug?
Actually, next week, BAM, the comic I work on with Jay Payne, we're doing a free comic book day version.
Cool.
So on May 5th?
Saturday, May 5th.
Saturday, May 5th, which is free comic book day. Go to www.bamncan.com and get a free comic book.
Awesome.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, thanks, guys. So, of course, check out curls-studio.com, straightproductions.com. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And thanks to the Mocha Podcast
for
joining us today.
No problem.
We'll catch you all later, guys. See ya.